Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jason Repko. Batting second. The shortstop, Trevor Plouffe. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Danny Valencia. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rene Tassone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luke Hughes. Batting ninth. The catcher, Drew Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Diamond. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The first baseman, Brent Lillibridge. Batting third. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brent Morrell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Peavy. And now, play ball. Jason Repko is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Repko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Plouffe hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Rios. Plouffe reaches second base with a double. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mauer hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Plouffe scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cuttier hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mauer scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kubel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valencia strikes out. Two outs. Rene Tassone is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tassone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Hughes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hughes hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Drew Butera is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Butera hits a pop-up towards first. Lillibridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pierre takes first base on ball four. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pierre moves to second. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lillibridge strikes out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pierre. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Pierre steals third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Konerko strikes out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Repko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Repko is 0 for 1 in the game. Repko strikes out. 1 out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Plouffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Plouffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lillibridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lillibridge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mauer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Plouffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vecido hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Plouffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kubel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valencia is 0 for 1 in the game. Valencia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morel strikes out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pierre is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pierre takes first base on ball 4. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lillibridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillibridge hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Plouffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rene Tassoni is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tassoni is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tassoni hits a line drive into right field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Hughes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hughes strikes out. 2 outs. Drew Butera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Butera is 0 for 1 in the game. Butera hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vecido is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vecido hits a fly ball into left field. Tassoni settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Repko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Repko is 0 for 2 in the game. Repko hits a line drive towards the mound. Peavy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Plouffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Plouffe. The throw from Flowers and he is out, Ramirez applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Flowers strikes out. One out. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morel is 0 for 1 in the game. Morel hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckham is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Butera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Will Oman now pitching. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kubel strikes out. One out. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valencia is 0 for 2 in the game. Valencia hits a fly ball into center field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. René Tassoni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tassoni is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tassoni hits a fly ball into center field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pierre is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mauer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierre for the out. One out. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lillibridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lillibridge takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tassoni. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Lillibridge goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Twins. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 0 for 2 in the game. Rios strikes out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Frasser now pitching. Luke Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hughes strikes out. 1 out. Drew Butera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Butera is 0 for 2 in the game. Butera hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Repko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Repko is 0 for 3 in the game. Repko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Twins. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Plouffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Capps now pitching. Dion Vecsado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vecsado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vecsado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Flowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brent Morrell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Thornton now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kubel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Perkins now pitching. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierre is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pierre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillibridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lillibridge hits a line drive into left field. Tassoni settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Pierre moves to second. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rios is 0-for-3 in the game. Rios hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pierre scores. Konerko moves to second. It's 7-4, Twins. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vecido is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vecido hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Konerko moves to third. Rios moves to second. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Flowers is 0-for-3 in the game. Flowers hits a line drive towards third. Valencia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Kinney now pitching. Danny Valencia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valencia is 0-for-3 in the game. Valencia takes first base on ball 4. Rene Tassoni is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tassoni is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tassoni hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckham catches it and throws to first to double up Valencia. Two outs. Luke Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Nathan now pitching. Alejandro Diaz a pinch hits for Brent Morel. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Repko. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel pinch hits for Gordon Beckham. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pierre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maurer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierre for the out. Diaz moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. One out. Adam Dunn pinch hits for Brent Lillibridge. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dunn strikes out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Vizquel scores. It's 7-6, Twins. Zach Stewart pinch runs for Paul Konerko. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rios is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rios strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.